Al naharos bavel, shom yoshavnu gam bachinu, bizachrenu et Zion. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and we cried, as we thought about, and we remembered Zion. This pasuk we have the custom, many of us, to say is a prelude to Birkas HaMazon, to benching during the week. And often these kinds of psukim we say without thinking about what the pasuk is trying to tell us, or why certain words or certain phrases are included in the pasuk, when they seemingly don't add anything to our understanding. We understand, we recognize that the pasuk, by telling us that the Jews were in Bavel, is trying to tell us that even when the Jews had left Zion, when left Jerusalem, they were still thinking about it. But why does the pasuk have to tell us that the Jews were sitting specifically by the Naharos Bavel, by the rivers of Babylon, and crying there? Why not simply just say the Jews who were in Bavel in general were crying? So I thought to answer this based on a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, 145b. The Gemara says that the animals in Jerusalem and in the surrounding areas went into exile to Babylon when the Jews themselves were sent to exile in Babylon after the destruction of the first temple, the first Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara asks, well, how did these animals, specifically, how did the fish come back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara explains that the Nahar HaPras, the river Euphrates, actually has certain underground channels which flow directly from Babylonia back to Israel, and that the fish used these tributaries to get back home, to get back to Israel. And the Gemara Rashi elaborates that the tributaries of the Babylonian waters of the Nahar Pras, these underground channels, specifically flow into Ein Etam, this spring, which is the spring that was used to create the mikvah that the Kohen Gadol would be tovel in on Yom Kippur. The mikvah that was on top of Shar HaMayim that the Kohen Gadol would be tovel in on Yom Kippur. So I thought to say, as we look towards the Yomim Noraim, as we look towards a new year, that there's an important lesson we can learn from this. Why does the pasuk specifically tell us that the Jews were crying, not just in Babylonia, but by Al Naharos Bavel, by the rivers of Bavel specifically? Because what the pasuk is trying to hint to us is that those tears that the Jews cried were not in vain. Those tears fell into the Nahar Bavel, into the Naharos of Bavel, into the Pras, and those tears traveled back through the underground tributaries and became the water of Ein Etam, the water that the Kohen Gadol on the holiest day of the year would be tovel in. The Kohen Gadol, when he was preparing for the service of Yom Kippur, would specifically be tovel in the tears of the waters of Ein Etam, the tears of the Jews who had cried about Zion, as he prepared himself for the holiest day of the year, for the avoda that would offer and provide a kapara, a repentance for Bnei Yisrael. We know that Rosh Hashanah is the marking of a new year. It's the marking of a beginning. But I think that this year specifically, we have to inculcate in ourselves this message that tefillah on Yom Kippur, that the process of tshuva on the Yomim Noraim, has to be in the context of the previous experiences that we've experienced, the previous hardships that we've felt. We need to be tovel in the tears of this previous year. We need to use the experiences and the lessons that we've learned from coronavirus and from all the horrible things that have happened, and use those very experiences to be tovel in as we prepare ourselves for the new year. We know, as many have pointed out, that the coronavirus, corona in Latin, means crown. And we know that Rosh Hashanah is a day when we inaugurate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu king over the entire world. This Rosh Hashanah, let's not purely crown Hashem with a crown that is formed on Rosh Hashanah itself, but let's take the crown of coronavirus. Let's take the experiences that we've experienced this entire year and use those very experiences to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To say to Hashem that the Pasuk and the Gemara famously says, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha, that we have to serve Hashem, as the Gemara says on those words, even if Hashem takes our nefesh. We need to use that and serve Hashem in that manner. And so let's take those experiences. Let's take the tears that have been shed through this entire year, and let's use those to create the Keser Melucha. Let's take the coronavirus and use our experiences from it to crown HaKadosh Baruch Hu this Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah should not be a day that's merely the beginning of a new year, but it should also be a reflection on the experiences that we've had from the previous year. It should be a tefillah in the tears of this previous year as we prepare for hopefully a sweet and beautiful new year. Have a ksiva v'chasima tovah.